Okay, let's get into today's daf. Yerushalmi, Yavamis, daf Zion. And we are towards the bottom of Vav Mabez. We ended off with a question. End up with a question. The Gemara asked a fascinating question. Again, a lot of lumdus behind this question. And that is, what is the root of the question is, what is the issue of Erva, Saras Erva? Like, is that an Erva? Is that, going back to the Isra of Eishes Ach? Does it mean that the Tsar of an Erva is just like an Erva and therefore there's an issue of Eishes Ach? Or is that, an Isra Mechudish that we saw from the Grach Halashas, Reb Chaim Halashas had that Chakira? Do you say that an Afkamina might be whether it's, regular Isra Karis or something less? Right, and that's what the Karban Eida mentioned. Maybe Al Karchach Lomar She'ena Ela Balav. Maybe it's a lav. That was the first question that Reb Chiya dealt with. The first Bachlokas, we should say, whether Tsara is only Me'ach. Right, that was Reb Chiya's statement. Ain't Tsara Ela Me'ach Belvad. Meaning, if somebody has two wives and nothing to do with the brother, two wives, and one of them and the man dies, and happens to be one of them is Reuven's daughter. So, is there an Isser of Tsaras Erva there? So, Reb Chiya says, of course not. Right, the only issue of Tsaras Erva is in the context of Yibum. But Reb Yirmiyah asked that as a question. V'tei Tsar Men Ashuk, maybe you should say there's an Isra of Tsaras Erva Stam, even outside the context of Yibum. And the Gemara says that can't be. Reb Yosef said, didn't Reb Yirmiyah hear of Reb Yechiya's Brisa and didn't hear of the Mishnah? And he himself, Chazav Yamar, the Gemara says, Reb Yosef said, it must be that he wasn't really saying a Shita. Wasn't saying a shita of Tehet Sar Ben Ashuk. He was just wondering, you know, about it, but he wasn't saying a shita. But then related to that is the last question that we ended off with. Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'i. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following. So interesting. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked this question after having asked the previous question. We didn't focus on that yesterday. That it's the same Rabbi Yirmiyah. Haba alat Sara Maushi Chayev Alehal Mishum Eishes Ach. So if the Tsaras Erva, again, according to Beis Hillel, as we have been talking about, we'll get to that a little bit soon, if there is a Tsaras Erva, so do we say that there is an Isser of Eishes Ach? Is there an Isser of Eishes Ach? Meaning the Pnei Moshe, Habala Tsara, Shel Erva, Mau, Kosal Kadaitach, the Afagav de Pater Rachmana Miyibum, even though the Torah patters the tzara from Yibum. Kiddar shina mila tzara bikamakom kill isura hoel ubamakom yavamhu. But do we say that really there is no, there's, right, she's not an erva, right, like the daughter or the mother-in-law, but she is the tzara's erva. So maybe it's one step less. So the question is there an isur of karis? But this could be the question of the hakira. So Gemara answers, Amar Reb Yosi, the Gemara is going to assume that, of course, it's based on the Isra of Eishes Ach. Why? Because of the answer to the previous question. Ilu efshar litzara below Eishes Ach Yos. If it was possible to have the Isra of Tzara outside the context of Eishes Ach, then you have a question to talk about. Right? Had we held of the previous question of, you know, that there could be Tzara min Ashuk, then you could have a question about what is the din in a case of Ba'al Tzara. But Efshar La'eshes Ach below Tzara, but it's not true because it's possible, Efshar, it's possible that the Isra of Eishes Ach could exist without Tzara. But Efshar La'tzara below Eishes Ach, is it possible for the Isra of Tzara to be outside of the context of Yibam Eishes Ach? No, that's impossible. And therefore you see that it has to be, the root of it has to be Eishes Ach, meaning it's not, according to at least the way you can read this Gemara, it's not a Din Mechudash, it's not an Erva, a new Erva, it goes back to the regular Din of Eishes Ach. I mean, if there is an Erva, it's as if there's no Zika Zibum, and therefore you have the regular din of Eishes Ach. Okay. Says the Gemara. The Eishes Ach, now we're going back to, as the Rashalmi, we also often have, the Rashalmi does not quote the line of the Mishnah that it's referring to, but if you have the cases of the Mishnah had said, Sheish Arayos Chamuros, right? The Mishnah had said that besides the first 15, there are 6 Arayos Chamuros that are Chamur, and we said Chamur means because they can't marry the brother, they can only marry others. So therefore, it's Rosh Hashanah because they can never be married, and therefore there's no, there would be Yibum or Chalitza for the Tsarist because these women can never be married to my paternal brother. And the Mishnah went through all of them, mother and father's wife, Achula, but what was the last one on the list? Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach. Says the Gemara, that's the classic case of Yibam. What does the Mishnah mean? The Eishes Ach lo yevim tahui? What does that mean, that you can't be married to the brother's wife? That's the case of Yibam. So Amar Reb Yosef, Barbun, Tiftar, Shehayu, Labanim, Me'achim. No, it means if they had children. they have children. You have to just add in that detail to the Mishnah. An Eishes Ach with children, right? So that's Beferish HaPasuk in the Torah, right? Ubanim Loha Yolov. He has children, so then there is no mitzvah, and therefore that woman cannot be married, can never perform the mitzvah of Yibam, because obviously her husband had had children. Period. Last Mishnah here in the first parak of Maseches Yevamos. So this Mishnah is about to tell us a chiddush that everything we've said up until now about the halacha of Tsaras Erva, that's only Beis Hillel, right? We never met Beis Shammai yet in this context. So Beis Shammai matirin et Tsaras la'achin. Oh, Beis Shammai has a new shita. Beis Shammai says there's no such thing as Tsaras Erva, right? If there's an Erva, right? Let's say again, the classic case, daughter. Reuven is now, Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter. Shimon dies, so now one of the wives, Shimon has three wives, one of the wives is the daughter of Reuven. So what have we set up till now? Not only is that woman Ptura from Yibam or Chalitza, so to all the women, the Saras Erva. Beis Shammai says, what are you talking about? Beis Shammai says, no, that woman is off the hook, because that's a pasuk in the Torah, Bito, right? Bito is Usher. But anything more than that, the Tsaras, no such halacha. And therefore, it's Sara, does Yibam or Chalitza. Beis Shammai matiris atzaras la'achem. Beis Hillel also, Beis Hillel says no. Beis Hillel, asers, right, as we have been talking about this whole, the past week. Beis Hillel, Ostrin. Chaltzu, and just as a ramification of that, what if Chalitza was done to the Tzara? So Beis Shammai posta. Beis Shammai says that's a posta benakuda. Beis Shammai says that is a serious Chalitza. Chalitza is halachically relevant and significant for the Tzara, and therefore, as we have mentioned, Chalutza L'Kohen is an Issa D'Rabbanan, and there will be a Psol. Beis Hillel Machshir, Beis Hillel says no, it's like doing Chalitza to a stranger. It's doing Chalitza, you make a play, and it's all fake. Beis Hillel says it was all fake, but it's Tzara, has no Zika. And if there's no Zika, then Chalitza is meaningless. So Beis Hillel Machshirin, Nisyamu, just like Chalitza, Beis Shammai says it's significant, and Beis Hillel says it's not, Nisyamu. So also if Yibum is done, Beis Shammai Machshirin, Beis Shammai says, oh, that's a good Yibum, and therefore the children are Ksherim, fine. Or Beis Hillel Poslan, Beis Hillel Apostles, Beis Hillel says those children are Mamzerim, right? It's an Eishes Ach, Shelo B'makam Yibum. Right, because the Zika is really, there is no Zika. Therefore, Beis Shammai Postlin, Beis Hillel Postlin, Beis Hillel Apostles, the Karbon Eidah should Nivalu Be'isser. And she is Nifseles, from every Baraka Kohen. My Nivalus Le'isser La Asa Zona Vezona Asur La'Kohen. She, right, the Mishnah focuses on her status of whether she is puzzle to a Kohen. Again, she's an Almana, but Almana is only puzzle to a Kohen Gadol. What about the other Kohanim? So Beis Shammai Machshir, Beis Hillel Poslin. So now the Mishnah ends off. Av Abishe, Eilu Poslin, Eilu Machshirin. Even though they're such serious machlokos, right? These puzzle, these are Machshir. Lo Nimnu Beis Shammai Milisa Nashimi Beis Hillel. Volo Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, they still intermarried. They had the utmost respect for each other. Not only respect, but they actually allowed marriages between the families, and they danced together at weddings. Right, still, they mattered. Even though? Beis Shammai allowed marrying women from Beis Hillel, even though, says the Karbon Eidah, Avo Bishef Shashati et Saras Erva, Shasur al Sukla Beis Shammai. Even though that this woman, who Beis Shammai's sons are marrying, this woman from Beis Hillel, might be, if this is a Tsaras Erva, then it should be, a woman who is not allowed to marry somebody from the outside until Yimur Chalitza is done. No, he's not worried about that. V'lo Beis Hillel mi Beis Shammai, or the opposite, which is even more, was a more chamor, right? This woman might be the product. Let's say Yibum was done. This is a child of Yibum, according to Beis Hillel. This is a Mamzeres, this woman. Afal gad de'ef shashi Mamzeres, imhi b'nei hatzarah shenis yabmu. So the Gemara is going to explain this, but the Mishnah says that they still intermarried each other. Right, lo nimnu milisa nashim, and the Mishnah also adds kolataris v'tameos shahayu elu matar v'elu matamin. Right, there were many machlokos between tuma and tahara, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Many machlokos elsewhere, but still lo nimnu v'osin taros elu agav elu. They did not prevent themselves. Right, they lent kalim to each other. Says the Karbon Eidah elu mashilim kaleim la elu. Right, they led each other, even though it might be Tamei Kalim. Right, still, they didn't, not do that basic, chesed. And therefore, says the, Gemara, says the Mishnah, that is, how they conducted themselves. Good. Says the Gemara, Beishamay Matir Zatzaros La'achim, Beishamay Matir Zatzaros. Why? Rabbi Yosiman, Beshem Rabbi Yosi, Beshem Nehorai, Tamun de Beishamay. What's the mucker for Beishamay that there's no such thing as Tsaros Achid or Tsaros Achid have a chiv of Yibachalisa? They're just like as if, it's as if the Erva is not there, and the Tsaros have a chiv of Yibachalisa. Lotia, because of the following drasha. Lotia Eishes Hameis Achutza Le'ish Zar. The Eishes Hameis shouldn't, no, the Pashup Shad that we have said is the Eishes Hameis in a regular case of Yibachalisa, she's not allowed to marry out. Hachutza Le'zar. Meaning if there is a chiv of Yibachalisa. But the Beishamai darshes the word Hachutza as if it said Hachitzona. The outside one. Meaning there's an inside wife and an outside wife. Right? The inside wife is the one that's an erva to the yavam. She does nothing. But hachitzona, the outside wife, meaning the tsara of the erva, lotia lezar cannot marry out. And the outside wife, the tsara of the erva, has a chiv of yibam, or chalitza. So that is how Beis Shammai darshes. Tosfos on Daf Yud Gimel wonders, you know, Beis Hillel has a makar for tsaras erva. So why don't we just say that Beis Shammai does not hold of that makar? What does he have to come up with a new mucker for himself? Right, the Karbana Eda here says on the Mishnah, Les Lehu Drasha de Litzrar. Right, they don't hold of the Drasha of Litzrar. What do you mean they don't hold? They have their own Drasha. So why do you need their own Drasha if they just have, they could just say that they don't hold of the Drasha of Beis Hillel? So the Tosa says, if they wouldn't have their own Drasha, they would have darshaned it like Beis Hillel. Right, because that's a good Drasha. The only reason that they don't darshan Litzrar like Beis Hillel to teach a Surah Serva is because they have this, their own Drasha. That's what Tosfos says. Hot Tosfos here on Yud Gimel on the base. V'omer Rabbeinu Yitzchak mishum de mistaver le lidrosh litzror linyan saris. That's the, it sounds like that. Ilav de shame b'shum duchta de sharya. Unless you find it somewhere in some place that it is mutter, that's why they darshan it like that's why they need their own drasha. Good. Asya de b'shamay kielin kusaya says the Gemara. This type of drasha where you darshan the word hachutza to mean chitzona. That's how like the kusim darshan. The Kusim, remember the Kusim, Geri Arias, Geri Emes, the Gerim that were put in, the Goyim that were put in the days of Sancherev, and they were, the lions came, and there's a question whether they were originally Geri Arias, Geri Emes, but either way, they were, right, the Gemara says, Lamaskana, they're considered Goyim, says the, Gemara, but they darshaned, the often examples, they darshan, they hold of Torah Shebechsav, not Torah Shebalpeh, but even Torah Shebechsav, they darshan in their own way. So says the Gemara here that the Beis Shammai, who darshan the word hachutza chitzona, the kusim have a similar type of drasha. They also darshan chitzona to teach me something else, but they also darshan the word chitzona. What do they learn? Shehein miyab mela esa arusos. The kusim say, yibam could only be done if the brother was only in a state of erison. Miyabnes arusos. Eishes ach, that was erison. So that's when there's a chiv of yibam. Umotzien es hanesuos. And they exclude nesuos, meaning nesuos, there's no chiv, there's no zika. There's no yibachalisa, she can marry whoever she wants. Umotzien es hanesuos. Why, where did they get that from? The inan darshan, they darshan chutza hachitzona. The chitzona, the one that's not fully a marriage, chitzonat, is the arusa. She's the one. She's the one that marries in, right? Chutza hachitzona. Look at the Karbana Eda. Osa shaisa chutza mi baila sha'adayin lo kansa tahainu arusos. Right? That's the one that is in the state of yibam. But nesuos be'isur and kaimu. But nesuos have the regular, the din of eshazach. It's only by arusa, nesua. So says the Gemara, maima kaimun. So the Gemara says, one second. They da, even l'shita sam. They say the it's only by an arusa. So my makaimun switch the girsa kusai uben einlo. It says if they have no children, arusa sure has no children. So what do you have to say uben einlo that he has no children if they weren't even fully married yet? So of course there's it's only by uben einlo if they're only by arusa. So what's that adding l'shita sam? Amar Rav Yaakov Dromaya Kumi Rav Yosi. This is how they read the pasuk uben einlo min hanesua. Right, ben ein lo, if there are two wives, there's a nesua and an arusa. So if there's no children from the nesua, then hachitzona lo tia leizar. Then the chitzona, the arusa, cannot be marry out. The arusa has to do yibum. So you have to split the pasuk up, referring to two different wives. Uben ein lo from a nesua, then the arusa has to do right. But even l'shita sam, if he has children from a different wife, like a nesua, then there's no there's no yibam, right? That's the how the kusim darshan it. Say for the Gemara is just bothered without answering it that the Beis Shammai seems to darshan the same word that kusim amar le. But before continuing about that, Reb Yossi says back to Reb Yaakov, who explained the drasha of the kusim, lo yichazdune kusai dat makayim darshayon. I guess the kusim won't embarrass you, won't try to insult you. Why? Because you helped them out. You're mekayim their drasha. You're helping them darshan. Right? The Reb Chagadievsky says derech tochacha amar lo. Right? There's a little tochacha, a little musar. What do you spend so much time? Right, trying to figure out how the kusim darshan, it's a waste of time, right? The darshaning wrong, so that's not what you should be doing. Period. Tani, Rishi ben Elazar, numesi lesofrei kusim, migarim lachem litos. So Rishi ben Elazar says, I told the chachamim, the sofrei kusim, the chachamim, says the carbonate, I told them that they made a big mistake. Why? Because chitzona is not meant to be darshaned. Right, then you have the question of even according to Beis Shammai. But the last atun darshan k'Reb Nechemya, don't you hold over Nechemya's idea? We're familiar with this from Rashi on Brachos. The Tani b'shem Reb Nechemya. Nechemya says, "Called avreshu tzorach lamed b'tchilaso v'lo nitan lo." Any word that needs a lamed at the beginning of it, and it's not given. I mean, there's another way to say to go somewhere. Nitan lo hey b'sofo. Sometimes they put a hey at the end of the word. Kagon lachutz chutza, la seir seira. La sukos, sukosa. So therefore, the word hachutza just means lachutz. You don't, not meant to darshan, that word to mean something extra. Misivalar, Nechemya, Vaksib, one second. Nechemya, doesn't it say in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Yashuvu, Risha'im, Lisha'ola. Right? The Risha'im will go to Sha'ola. Therefore, you have both. Lamed and the Hay. So it must be that it's not true that the Hay takes the place of the Lamed. Amar of Rava Barzavda, Lidaiti Atachtona Shel Sha'ol. No, that's to teach me, Lishaola, that to all the way down in Sha'ol, all the way down to Gehenna. There are different levels in Gehenna, right? Some, just like there are different levels in Olam Haba, right? There's a, first to point out, there's a Chelek, there's a Kali Shalishim Chelek Olam Haba, but there's also Ben Olam Haba, there's a Nochel Olam Haba. So there's different levels in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden. So there's also different levels in Gehenna. So that's what's meant by this, this extra, right? Lishaola. So again, the carbonator says the lamed is extra. Rachaim Kineski says if it says Lishaol twice, good. Tani Yam Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Re'e Halachazur Avachas Bi Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says there's a problem here. There's a problem here with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Why? Im Lekayim Divrei Beis Shammai, right? If I say that Beis Shammai is right, right, that I'm matir the tsara to the yavam, havan mamzer midivrei Beis Hillel. Then Beis Hillel would say that they hold that baby is going to be a mamzer. Im lekayim divrei Beis Hillel, and if I say Beis Hillel's right, meaning that tsara can marry out, havan mamzer midivrei Beis Shammai, then the baby is going to be a mamzer. What do you mean? This is assuming that there's mamzer mechayev elavin, right? Assuming like Rabbi Akiva. But either way, there's going to be problems. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says, I want to try to figure out a way to make shalom that there's no worries. I have a great idea. Whenever there's a tsaras erva, why don't we say that she should do chalitza? She should do chalitza. According to Beis Hillel, it's meaningless. According to Beis Hillel, it's meaningless. What do you mean it's meaningless? But if Chazal mandate you to do it, then it will have significance, and therefore she won't be able to be a Maria Cohen anyway. According to Beis Shammai, it's serious. She needs to do this chalitza, and therefore she'll be a chalutza, she can't marry a Kohen. But if the Chachamim mandate it, so then even it'll be significant. The whole thing is Drabbanan, chalutza the Kohen. So if the Rabbanan mandate this woman getting chalitza, this Sara, then she won't be able to marry a Kohen either. And according to Beis Shammai, having no yibam being done, so it's fine, right? There'll be psulas lakuna, there won't be yibam done, there won't be mamzerim. So why don't we enact that? So that's what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri wanted to enact, that there's never yibam any done for the tsaras erva, but you have to do, and there's no, you don't let them off the hook like Beis Hillel. You do chalitza. So Tani lespikum milahaskan shenitrafasha. They tried to get that takana done, but it didn't work. It was lenitrafasha, meaning hashkacha had it that something else came up, and they never were able to sit down and make that takana. Maybe because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the halacha to be straight like Beis Hillel. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'yim kain. And also, you know why it would be a bad takana? Manas l'tzaras harishon shenisu. What about the people that already got married before the takana? right? Lahotzi Laz, so to speak. The people that got married, the ones that, that married out, the tsaras that married out, according to Beis Hillel, before the Takana. So what are you going to see? Their children are a pugum, right? Whatever it might be. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Afa Bishin Nechleku. So that's why the Takana never took place. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Afa Bishin Nechleku, Beisham Beis Hillel, Betsaras. Even though you have this serious machlokas about tsaras, Beisham Beis says, tsaras erva are miyabim, and Beis Hillel says not. Modim hayu, Shein Bevlan Mamzer. Says the Beishamai is Moda, that there's no Vlad Mamzer, arguing on the assumption of Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri's question. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri say? There's Mamzeris, you know, in both directions. No. Right. It's not as the stakes aren't as high, you know, based on, what we hold. Cause we don't hold like that, Rabbi Akiva. Right. What's the Yivam Lashuk is Chai V'Lavin. So there's not going to be Mamzeris, according to Beishamai. If the woman marries, if the Tsaras Erva marries out. Modem Oye Shein Avlan Mamzer. Shein Mamzer Elame Isha She Asura Alav Isser Erva V'chayev Anav Karis. So holding like Beis Hillel is not so bad, right? Rebbe Elazar is saying. So therefore, there wasn't such need for a Takana. If we hold like Beis Hillel, really. So then, even Beis Shammai, you know, when it's not, there's no Mamzeris here. No Mamzeris here. And therefore, it's okay that there is no Takana, right? That's what Karban Aida says. La Fuke Mid Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Right? La Fuke Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Good. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Now we have a couple of brises relating to this issue of Tsaras Erva. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was known as the Talmud of Beis Shammai. Remember the first Perek in Brachas. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Toev ani. I wish. I desire. Toev ani she yeheli Tsaras Habas she'asiya lakuna. I wish that I could have a case of Tsaras Erva. Why? Because I would paskin against my Rabbi. I would paskin that, chalitza, right, you're asking chalitza is dumb, but chalitza is meaningless, that she can marry a kohen, right, that's what I would say. Why? Kedivre beishama, beis hillel says the carbon eida, she'eda zakukul yavam, ve'eda sricha chalitza. That's what, I would say. The, Pnei Moshe also says that, la fuki midur rabbi yochanan ben uri, sh'tamar takanta de chalitza. No, I don't believe in that takana, I don't think that's a good thing. That's Rabbi Tarfon. Again, Rabbi Tarfon himself was a Kohen, so the Mefarshim wonder, maybe he would say, I would marry her. Shalu as Rabbi Yoshua. B'nei Tsaras Mahen. A similar version is said in the Bavli as well, towards the end of the first parak. They answer Rabbi Yeshua, B'nei Tsaros Mahen. So really, as the answer is going to reflect, they were really asking two questions to Rabbi Yeshua. Number one, who do we pass him like? Beishamai Beis Hillel. And number two, what would Beishamai say about the children? Like we said before. They agree they're not mamzerim. So Amar Lahen, Hariatem Achritza as Roshi Beit Shnei Harim HaGavoim. Rabbi Yeshua says you're putting me between two mountains. Beit Divrei Beis Shammai, Beit Divrei Beis Hillel. Bishul She Aritzu as Mochi. If I publicly say something, then and if I say they're mamzerim, they're going to break my skull, right? What are you asking me? I'll just tell you this. Meir Ani Al Mishpachas Bein Anuvi Mibeis Svuim. Val Mishpachas Beis Nikufi Mibeis Koshesh. I could just tell you Metzias. They were these families. Shayu b'nei tsaros. They were b'nei tsaros. And v'yu b'nei b'neiim kohanim gedolim omdim u'makrim agamim mizbeach. And they were kohanim gedolim. They were kohanim gedolim. Those families. So they, and there's no evidence that Beis Shammai objected, right? And Beis Shammai didn't object and call them chalalim. So therefore, meaning if the mother was a zona, because it was an isser, they wouldn't be mamzerim, but the children would be chalalim. How could they be kohanim gedolim? So therefore, it must be that it is. To answer both questions, like they hold like Beis Hillel, we hold like Beis Hillel to do it lachadchila, and the children are not mamzer, are not even, you know, psulim. Makriv al gabi amizbeach. I saw the Tosa Rush, here Daf Tezayin says, kind of implies that Beis Hillel wouldn't have done it. Not just Beis Shammai didn't complain, but Beis Hillel might not have done it. Right? The question is, Tamili, this is Tosa Rush here, Tezayin. Heicha pasha de b'nei tsaras de Beis Hillel k'sher le Beis Shammai. Vimash shishim shal gabi amizbeach. Dilma, api Beis Hillel, hu amu kohanim gedolim. Maybe it was all Beis Hillel, the whole story. So Beis Shammai was upset. The filu masuk Beis Shammai kedivreyem, achar shiatza baskol, also call Yisroel kebeis Hillel. After the baskol, right, this was all before the baskol. After the baskol, they follow Beis Hillel. V'yesh lomar, avu mishasu kebeis Hillel, lo hayu ma'amidim kohanim gedolim delo kebeis Shammai. They wouldn't have been so brazen. Why? Remember even the story about we had back in Meseches Chagiga about the Olus and the Shlomim on Yantav and Hillel tried to cover it up. The Afilu Hillel Azakein Shehevi Alasul Azara Chibro Latamid Bishamai Kol Shekein Dloy Menichin Osam Amid Kohen Gadol Dlo Kavasayu. They were just upset about somebody bringing a personal carbon to have the Kohen Gadol. They wouldn't have been happy about that. So the fact that we have no evidence against it must be that they accept it. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Bishur Bishur Ben Levi Maisa Shinuchu Zakenim Eitzel Rabbi Dosam and Hercules. The rest of the daf, we have this story. So there was a Zakenim that went. This is the Agadata that we're Yotze with in Yevamis. So there was a Zakenim that went to Rabbi Dosam and Hercules. Lishol Al Tzaras Abbas to ask him about this halacha. Amrulo At Hush At Matir Bitzaras. They said we heard that you're being Matir Tzaras Libam. We heard that you're passing like Beishamai. That's what the rabbi said to Rav Dosa ben Hyrcanus. Amar lo, he says, Mashamata, who did you hear it from? Dosa ben Hyrcanus. Who did you hear as being Mata the Tsaras? Did you hear that Rabbi Dosa or ben Hyrcanus? Amar lo ben Hyrcanus. We heard it's ben Hyrcanus. He says, okay, you got it wrong. It's my brother. Amar lo, Yonasan Achi, Havi Bechar Satan Have. That's our Girsa. What is Bechar Satan? Right, says the Karbat Eda, Charif V'omed Al Shmuaso. He's very strong and she'oref. He stands on his shita. Va'ose ma'isa ve'noshami shmuaso. La'asos karabim. He doesn't follow the rabbim. He says his own shita. He's in the minority, doesn't care. Right? The Bachar Satan. The other girsa that some have is Bachar Shanun. Shanun, very smart. The Sefer L'chaim B'Yerushalayim in the back say maybe the original additions had the nun and the vav in the word shanun close to each other and look like a tes. That's why it got looks like satan, even though it was really shanun. Right, so Bachar Shanan. Either way, he's very sharp. Umatimide Beishamai, and he follows Beishamai. So Hizaru Mimenu. Be careful. Rabbi Dosa warns these rabbis that are going to go to him and to say, be careful of him. Why? Shlosh Beos Chuvo Jeshto al Tzaras Abbas. He has 300 answers and explanations why Tzaras Abbas should be mutter to the Yavam, like Beishamai. So Azam Lagabe, they went to him anyway. Shalav Akasav Lei, Hizar, Shechach Mizodachaz Ezlacha. So Rabbi Dosa just sent the message to his brother, you know, the rabbis are coming to talk to you. Alam, the Yasav Lo Kaboy, they sat in front of him. Hayav Mazvir Lom Lo Sovereign. He explained to them his Svara. They didn't understand. Mizvir Lom Lo Sovereign, again. So Shai Misnamnim, they didn't understand, they started to get sleepy. Right? Amar Lod, Maten Misnanimim, what are you falling asleep? Shari Mishte Alei Atzurin, he starts throwing rocks at them. He's like, you came here to learn Torah, you came here to talk about this sugya, what are you doing? Va'at Demarin, V'is Demarin, and some say, Bechad Shrei Alan, U'bitlas Anafkin. Some say that they came in one gate and they left in three gates, meaning they were all very sheepishly leaving and embarrassed. So they left. So Nashalach, they come back. Shalach Amarle, and meanwhile, Rabbi Dosa's brother, Yonasan, sends a message back to Rabbi Dosa. You call these guys rabbis. Mashalachtali b'nei Nash, boy Melech. These people still have a lot to learn. V'yamartli inun Chachma Yisrael. You say these are Chachma Yisrael? Also, l'gabei, they came, the Chachamim came back to Rabbi Dosa. Amrle, they said to Rabbi Dosa, At ma'atat Amar. So what do you say? What do you say? How do you answer your brother? Your brother has all these rayas that Beishamai is right. Amar lahen, so Rabbi Dosa says, he points to a mortar, a big stone. Alamadu chazos yashav Chagai Hanavi. Chagai Hanavi sat on this stone and made the following three pronouncements. Right? Was he really that old? Look at the Meiri on Daf Tezayin. He says, it doesn't mean that he was so old, right? Right. Chagai is from the beginning of Bayesheni. And Rabbi Dosa was at the end of Bayesheni. Right? So, 400 years. So the Meiri says it was just a Misora. Where's the Meiri? Right, shekabala mumchis haisa biyado alkach. Right, there was a kabbalah, but if you look in other Rishonim, look at the Rambam in the Hagdama to Pirush B'Shai, so there was other evidence that maybe he lived very, very long. He lived very long, and he heard it from Chagai himself. Heard it from Chagai himself. Chagai stood here. That's what it sounds like from a little bit later in the story, as we'll see. Veheyet shlosh advarim. Atzaras Abbas shetiras laguna. Number one, Atzaras Abbas can marry a kohen. Meaning, Yibum is, Chalitza is meaningless, meaning like Beis Hillel. Also, during Shemitah, as we know, there's no Trumas and Maisras. So, the Chachamim made a law that in the Amun and Moav, in the surrounding areas where they were Misakein, Trumas and Maisras midrabanan. But there's no Shemitah midrabanan, so the question is, what Maiser is during that year? Right? 1, 2, 4, and 5 is Maiser Sheni. 3 and 6 is Maiser Ani. But Shemitah, there's no Maisras. So what do you do? Usually there's no Maisras during Shemitah. But in Amun and Moav there is. So they said you should have Maiser Ani during Shemitah. That was number two. Why? Because the Aniyim need some food. There's no Lekat Shechen Peah that year either. So number two, V'Algeri Tadmor Sheng Shirem Lavo Bakal. And also the Gerim of Tadmor, we assume, are total Gayim, and therefore they're able to be Nechmas Lakal. We don't assume that they are Mamzerim. Why would they be Mamzerim? Either according to the opinion that a Goy that's Baal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer, or Tsaris Erva, whatever it is, we don't assume they're, we don't assume that they are, Mamzerim, right? Again, either because you hold of that din, or you don't have to be, you don't assume that they are ger, the goisha, or even if they are, we don't pass in that way. We don't pass in that they're mamzer. So either way, don't worry about the geri tanu. These are the three things that Chagai Hanavi said. Amar, tilon, shnei, enai. So Rabbi Dosa, meanwhile, says, could you lift up my eyes? He wasn't able to see so well. I want to see which Rabbanim are in front of me. He was talking to them. He didn't really even realize who they were. He knew they were the Chachamim. So, Raz Rabbi Yeshua. He sees Rabbi Yeshua. He sees Rabbi Yeshua. And he says, oh, esmi yored deya, esmi avin shmua, gemulei mechalav atike shadayim. He says that pasuk from Yeshayo, which has to do with little babies. Gemulei mechalav. Why? What does he say that for Yeshua? Zacharani, Shaisa Imo. I remember your mother. Molechas Arisasu Lebeis HaKnesses. Your mother used to bring your crib to the shul. Bishvil Shiz Dabku Azab Bedivrei Torah. That you're, even though you're a baby, so that your ears get to hear Torah. Right? That's why the Bishop Pirkei Avos in Perek Bey says, when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai saw Yeshua, Ashri Yoladato. Because he remembered this this practice. And the Meshech Chachma and the Chassam Sofer both connect this. We mentioned this back in Chagiga. That, when Rabbi Yeshua, heard about the drush of Hakel, to bring the babies, he was very excited, right? Because that the Meshech Chachma says, oh, this Yerushalmi connects to that drusha, because he was excited that, he understood finally what his mother did. So they look at the Meshech Chachma and that pasuk by Hakel, Laman Aleph Yud Beis in Dvarim, he says, oh, first parak in Yevamos. Es Rabbi Akiva, Vakaralav, and Rabbi Akiva, he sees and he calls to him Kfirm Rashu Varevu, Vidarshi Hashem Liyasru Chado. Kfirim is a young line. Rashu Varevu. So Rabbi Akiva, when he was young, he wasn't, in the straight and the narrow, as we know. But he got older. Vidarshi Hashem Liyasru Chado. Makiro Anib Sha'adam Gibar Batorahu. I realize he's a Gibar Batorah. Ras Rablazab and Azariah. Vakaralav Nara Isi Gamzakanti, Velora Isi Sadig Nezav. What's that probably referring to? Some say it's referring to the story where he became 70. Kiilu, Ben Shimim Shan, and Arisi Gamzakanti. Others say he was very rich. Makira Anishu, Dora Siri La Ezra. And I see that he has great yichus. He's the 10th generation to Ezra. Ve'eno Damian Ladidei. And he has Ezra's eyes. So that's the line that maybe he was in the life of the time of Ezra. How does he know he has Ezra's eyes? Ve'eno Damian Ladidei. Amazing. One more. Amar Bechania Dir Tziporin. Afer Bitarfin Ayimai. And Ritarfin was also there. Interesting. Talmud of Beis Shammai in that whole story. He said the same thing that he said about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Continue next time.